The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Yes, Jess is here for her tech takeover. Our technology correspondent, too long, didn't read. Revolut want my PPS number. Why?
The amount of people who've asked me this in the last few weeks. I got into the lift here in Marconi House yesterday and someone jumped on me. Well, you have to. Do you want to lose access to your account?
They can have the debt in my account, yeah.
Oh, wow, we. Okay. Anyway, so if you're not like Kieran,
take it back.
They have been asking for the last number of months for people to provide their PPS number. But the reason so many people are asking me about it is because for how long have I been talking about scam texts purporting to be Revolut? So people have their backs up, which makes me so happy. But it is a legitimate request from Revolut that you do supply your PPS number. This is a change that came into play when they established the Irish arm of the company. So because it's a European bank, it looks for your tax number, essentially your PPS number, to determine if you are a tax resident here in Ireland. On its website, it says Revolut, as a financial institution, is required by law to collect and report information on your tax residencies. So this is legit, but there's a little asterisk here, right?
Okay.
If you get a text message, because the scammers are always super smart, if you get a text message saying, click here to provide your PPS number, don't click on the link. My advice still stands. Never, ever, 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 ever click on a link. What you'll do is you'll notice a little pop-up within the app. So if you open the Revolut app, you will get a prompt there to add your PPS number. It is safe to do it within the app portal. And your account may be restricted if you don't give it over. So again, people have their backs up about it. They're suspicious, which is great. You should always be suspicious. But it is a legitimate thing that you should do. And it will continue. It won't impact you in any way. It'll just allow you to have full functionality of the app.
There's no way you can prove your tax residence without giving them your PPS number, is there?
No, you need to have the PPS. It's the easiest, most convenient way. And it's also the way that will just get the job done without having to get into any nonsense. If you are skeptical, you can chat to somebody in the customer service team on the Revolut app. The help portal thing, which is the technical name, is there. But as I said, I've looked into it. It is a legitimate thing, but just don't click on a link that comes in via text message. Go in via the app, add your PPS number, and then go about your day.
It's not just them. I guess there's lots of other organisations that are entitled and individuals who are entitled to look for your PPS number. We've lots of renters listening. Landlords might look for a PPS number.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, they might look for it, and there are reasons why a landlord, for example, would need it, and that is to register you for the rental tenancy board. So again, that is a legitimate request and need to have it. Other things that can ask for it and require it, so your health insurance provider, for example, the pensions authority, the guards. There are a list of bodies that are entitled to request it from you. But just be sensitive or be careful with it, because it is sensitive information. It's an awful lot of your identity that can be, I suppose, utilised by handing over your PPS number. So only ever hand it over to an authorised body and ensure that you know what they want it for.
All right. So it is not necessarily a scam that Revolut are looking for your PPS number. You have to give it to them if you want your account to keep functioning. But still, be vigilant.
That's the one.
Be vigilant is Jess's advice. And she is delighted to hear that so many of you are vigilant.
I love the
skepticism. Slowly sinking in. Slowly sinking in.
It's only taken me 16 years doing this job, but we're getting there.
What is your tech tip this week, Jess?
It's to embrace the cloud.
Okay, well, that's easy to say. The weather has been miserable. It has been the most miserable spring in a long time. It's almost April. I'm sorry now, but I'm going off on a tangent, like the lads on Off the Ball, slight tangent. But it has just been so, so manky.
That was such a bad dad joke. I don't even have the energy to interject.
No, but anyway.
The actual cloud.
I think it's really getting people down.
Okay, the cloud.
It can't just be me.
Okay, so I'm shutting you up now because you're going on. The cloud.
I'm kind of Googling last minute holidays to Lanzarote and stuff. Over a weekend.
So everybody else who's not Kieran, the cloud is one of the best options when it comes to backing up your data, whether that is on your computer or on your phone. The phone is the big one for me, because by embracing the cloud, you're taking so much of the headache away from the equation when you go to move to a new phone or if your device gets lost or stolen. Now, I was talking about this earlier in the week and I got so many texts in saying, I don't understand what the cloud backup thing means. I also don't know if I can trust the cloud. Again, your skepticism is wonderful and it makes my heart happy. So depending on the type of device you have, you either have an iOS device, which is an iPhone, or you have an Android device. So that is the Samsungs. Basically anything that's not an iPhone these days is an Android phone. So you have two options when it comes to backing up every element of your device. If you're on an iPhone, you can go to the iCloud. Now, you do get a certain amount of storage for free, but if you're someone like me who can't go 3 seconds without taking a photograph, your storage is going to get filled up pretty quickly. So I now pay a tenner a month for 2 terabytes of storage, and that is plenty for me and my photographs and my Notions. But if you're a normal person who doesn't feel compelled to take videos and photographs all the time, the free storage will do the job for you. So let's just talk through it step by step. We're sticking with iPhone for a minute, right? So go to your settings.
Yep.
Tap on your name at the top.
Yep.
Tap on iCloud.
Yep.
Tap on iCloud Backup.
Yep.
And then the little toggly thing that's beside it. Once you do that and you're...
Mine was on already, Jess.
Good man.
I think that automatically happens when you get a new phone.
It must be if it's on for your one, because I don't think you'd have sorted it out otherwise. But if it's not enabled, go and do it right now, because this means, as I said a second ago, if your phone gets lost or stolen, or if you're moving to a new device, everything is synced up. And I don't just mean your contacts. I mean your call log, your text messages, your apps. Moving from iPhone to iPhone is so sophisticated now. Even the placement of your apps on your home screen is done.
I think that is automatic with a new phone, because I had to recently upgrade. My last one broke, just the speaker broke and I couldn't hear anybody. And for about a year and a half, I had a warning on it saying this iPhone hasn't been backed up in longer than 2 months or something. So I think this must automatically do it, because I certainly didn't have it turned on.
Maybe they just took care of it for you. But again, that's the other relevant point here as well. If you have the option to set intervals in which your phone is backed up, select daily, because that means that if I send you a photograph or an email or a text or whatever right now and your phone disappears later on today, if you had it backed up, all of your content from today will be there. So just do that first and foremost. If you have an Android phone, very briefly, go to your settings, go in to backup. You just type in backup, and from there you'll be able to backup either directly to the Google Cloud, which again is free. You have the option to pay if you want your photographs and all the rest to be there. You follow the steps on the screen, ensure that it's backed up. I would sort of advocate for daily backups. And again, all of your content will be there. Also, the benefit of doing this is if you have that switched on, you can then access your content from any device anywhere in the world. So again, say if you left your phone at home in Kilkenny today, but you wanted to get something from your phone, because you're an Apple customer, you'd be able to go to iCloud.com, you'd be able to log in, and all of the data from your phone will be synced up to the cloud.
Apparently it's raining in Lanzarote. Somebody's just told me. Producer Claire is doing it as well. Everybody's miserable. The weather is terrible. We need to do something about it. Anyway, Jess, what is your tech rec this week?
My tech rec. I don't know if you listen to this. This is a podcast recommendation. It's Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend.
No, I haven't heard it.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, okay. This is one of my favorite podcasts in the history of the world. I started listening to it around the time of the pandemic. So Conan O'Brien, who used to host one of the late night shows in America, himself, his assistant Sona, and his producer Matt sit down every single week and they interview one of the biggest celebrities in the world.
Okay.
So this week is Kristen Wiig, the actress from SNL and the person who stars and wrote Bridesmaids. And it's an hour-long chat where they do these sort of deep-dive, rambling conversations. They go on tangents. It's proper laugh out loud. I listen to it on the Lewis when I'm coming in and out of work and I'm breaking my heart laughing. There's bits of it that are pure nonsense, but there's times when there are very moving conversations. So if you want to go beyond the 6 minute fluff piece that you see on Jimmy Fallon with a celebrity and you want to know a little bit more about who and what they are, I would highly recommend it. It's Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend.
I'm not sure anybody on the Lewis laughed out loud at my tangent about the weather.
Absolutely not. I can tell you now.
Does that ever give up and let Jess talk? Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, thank you very, very much. We'll talk to you again at the same time next week.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.